Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. We are here. It's our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you are standing up. You begin the meditation from a stand-up posture. Your eyes are closed. You're relaxed into your standing posture, relaxing from the head down, from the head and the neck to the shoulders, to the chest, to the back, to the lower back, your hips, your knees, your ankles. Completely relax. Now notice your breath and follow the breath. Relax in the breath. Letting the breath guide you, remembering that the breath is not only intake of oxygen, but also the fine tuning of the physical body, even of the spine and the organs and systems that respond to the changes of energy. As the internal dance continues, as you fine-tune each posture and each movement with your breath, now you pay attention to your thoughts. You don't push them away, you just let them be, let them come. And recognize how many different parallel processes there are in every moment. How many thoughts can happen so fast. And you welcome all of them. You don't judge. You just let it be. Let this moment happen as you notice and observe it. Let it happen because you recognize the power of preparation, the power of finally being able to be there in advance. In advance, because you understand the power of preparation when it comes to inner growth, to energy. And this is why we are here today, to really, almost as a, I used to say, a training ground. This is where we strengthen the muscle of our being so we can go out there kind of without even being noticed and go out there as different people. Go out there as, or maybe should I say, not as different people, as more ourselves. Really awakening that potential inside of us quietly every morning. Strengthening the muscle of our being. Really discovering who we are slowly, slowly. Not all at once. Slowly, slowly recognizing the value of the path that we are taking, the necessity of every step. And then going out there as that polished, awakened us, one step at a time, almost unnoticeably, so it doesn't disrupt our relationships too much, so it doesn't disrupt our life too much, but really shifting it slowly into the direction that we want. Very often we may not even notice how that life is shifting, because the shifts are so subtle. But we know that a subtle shift today can bring to a little bit different perspective today, just a tad, just enough to make a little bit different decision, to notice something a little bit more at a different time, to say one different word, or not to say one different word, can shift your life in another direction completely a year from now, 2 years from now. Small, little, insignificant mindset. Today, that we are able to bring can help you find yourself in a really opposite place, maybe 2-3 years from now. Subtle. Sometimes you wouldn't even know. You're lucky if you can notice, but sometimes you wouldn't even know that it happened. And the reason you would know it happened is because it shouldn't be disrupting your life. You should be enjoying your life, not this, you know. Because if you have to worry about every shift that happens in your life, and that's all you're going to be concerned and focused on, congratulations for being here. Nevertheless, make sure you're listening to the energy, because the energy is so, so fine today, so, so powerful today. It is that fine energy that penetrates through anything. And today's energy penetrates through anything awake. And therefore, I think we're going to share a story today. A very old story, retold by one of my favorite authors. But it's a story that comes from far, far land, depending where you are, of course, today. Far, far land from where I'm at the moment of telling this story. The title of the story is The Tears of the Desert. What I recommend again, and I know that advanced students recognize this, is even though I'm telling this story, the purpose of the story is not only its words, but the energy behind the words. Which means that as you're listening to the story, you relax into your postures and movements. Listen with all your five senses. Listen to your body and free it. Listen to your breath and let it be. Listen to your thoughts and welcome them. Listen to the responses of the energy and let them take you into a dance. Into a dance, into a posture. Into stillness, whatever may come, and which one will follow, you let it. Completely free as a child at play, or I share the story with you. And the words will hopefully bring a brand new meaning every single time you may listen. You may notice different things. It may inspire different thought, different movement, different posture. It will respond specifically to your need at this moment. And every single energy, the changes of this moment inspires a feeling, a thought, a physical change, including in the brain, and then a different action, a different reality in your life, different physical reality, whether you want it or not. You have no choice. So here's the story. It's called The Tears of the Desert. The Tears of the Desert. And this story is coming from Morocco. It's about a missionary who, as soon as he arrived to Marrakech, decided that he would go for a walk every morning in the desert that lay just outside the city. The first time he did this, he noticed a man laying down with his ear pressed to the ground and stroking the sand with one hand. He's obviously mad, the missionary said to himself, but the scene was repeated every day, and after a month, intrigued by the strange behavior, he decided to speak to the stranger. With great difficulty, since he was not yet fluent in Arabic, he kneeled down by his side. "What are you doing?" "I'm keeping the desert company and offering it consolation for its loneliness and its tears." "I didn't know the desert was capable of tears. It weeps every day because it dreams of being useful to people and of being transformed into a vast garden where they could grow cereal crops and flowers and graze sheep, I should say. Well, tell the desert that it is performing an important duty," said the missionary. "Whenever I walk in the desert, I understand man's true size, because its vast open space reminds me of how small we are compared to the universe, to God. When I look at the sands, I imagine all the millions of people in the world who were born equal, even if the world has not always been fair to all of them. Its mountains help me meditate, and when I see the sun coming up over the horizon, my soul fills with joy, and I feel closer to the Creator." The missionary left the man and returned to its daily tasks. Imagine his surprise when next morning he found the man in the same place and in the same position. "Did you tell the desert everything that I said?" The man nodded. "And it's still whipping?" "I can hear every sob. Now it's weeping because it has spent thousands of years thinking that it was completely useless and wasted all that time. Angry against the Creator, against God and its own fate. Well, tell the desert, even though we human beings have a much shorter lifespan, we also spend much of our time thinking we're useless. We rarely discover our true destiny and feel that the universe, God, has been unjust to us. When the moment finally comes and something happens, that reveals to us the reason we were born, we think it's too late to change our life and continue to suffer and, like the desert, blame ourselves for the time we have wasted. I don't know if the desert will hear that, said the man. He's accustomed to pain and can't see things any other way. Let's do what I always do when I sense that people have lost all hope. Let's pray. The two men kneeled down and prayed. One turned towards Mecca because he was a Muslim, and the other put their hands together in prayer because he was a Catholic. They each prayed to their own God, who has always been the same God, even though people insist of calling him by different names. The following day, when the missionary went for his usual morning walk, the man was no longer there. In the place where they used to be, where he used to embrace the earth, the sand seemed wet, for a small spring had started bubbling up there. In the month that followed, the spring grew, and the inhabitants of the city built a well there. The Bedouin called the place the Well of the Desert's Tears. They say that anyone who drinks from its waters will find a way of transforming the reason for his suffering into a reason for his joy, and will end up finding his true destiny. The tears of the desert. I don't know if the desert will hear that, said the man. He's accustomed to pain and can't see things any other way. We'll tell the desert that even though we human beings have a much shorter lifespan, we also spend much of our time thinking we're useless. We rarely discover our true destiny and feel that God has been unjust to us. When the moment finally comes and something happens that reveals to us the reason we were born, we think it's too late to change our life and continue to suffer. And like the desert, blame ourselves for the time we have wasted. Beautiful thing about energy is that it's outside of time. The beautiful thing about our mind is that it's outside of time. And so are our feelings, even though it may seem like it takes time to make a change, and it does. Even though that we require a journey. And small steps. That connect together. That follow each other. That have a certain pattern. To allow us to come to the proper energy of change. The moment the change happens, we live outside of time. The joys really, really possible. They say that anyone who drinks from its waters will find a way to transforming the reason for his suffering into the reason for his joy, and will end up finding his true destiny. Relax into your postures, into your movement. Let your body take you, let the energy express the new energy we have been able to awaken and inspire. Let it express through you. Let it take you. The next step. I'll give you a few moments of embodying as you're getting ready for the rest of your day. There's many ways to hear the story. There's many ways to embody the message, the energy. Each of us is walking a parallel path. But we all need a sip of that water coming from the well of that desert's tears. So much symbolism. They've taken an obvious break today on their dynamic meditation of the mindset. Even though there is a mindset hidden somewhere here, more than one. I'd love to hear your feedback on the story and how it was perceived, and hopefully, like in many, many different cases, when we hear a story, there is some personal moment of reflection that almost feels that the story was told specifically for you. And if that's the feeling, we've achieved our goal. We've hopefully become a powerful enough inspiration. And not only to buy a ticket to Morocco and search for that, but for other things. And hopefully we have transformed ourselves just enough to make that small little change today. Small little adjustment in who we are. So even if we don't notice, but it adjusts just enough how we feel and how we're thinking. So it shifts our lives somewhere from a year or 2 years or 3 years from now to find ourselves in a completely opposite place as we would have any other time. Thank you for being here today. Allowing the shift, allowing the energy, allowing the awakening, the even so slight. My name is Eric Wildman. This is our daily karma, daily morning meditation. The tears of the desert. Body. Take it into your day. If you have a few more moments, stay with this energy, of course, for a little bit longer, as it will continue taking you. So give it the opportunity to express fully in your body and mind, thoughts, and breath as a joining of your experience. Until next time, thank you.